Toxic PFAS chemicals are pervasive across the Delaware River and in the fish that swim its tributaries. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports a new study shows higher levels of PFAS are detected in the river south of Chester.
So-called forever chemicals are widely used in household products and have been linked to serious health problems, including some cancers. The study from the Delaware River Basin Commission finds that PFAS concentrations in the waterway don't dissolve as they move downstream. That means the chemicals continue to be discharged from various facilities. Higher levels of the chemicals were detected between Chester and Pea Patch Island, which sits opposite Delaware City. Lead author Jeremy Conkles says he hopes the study will lead to more efforts that reduce contamination.
Say this area has these four compounds regularly. Let's see if we can track those and do some more targeted sampling to find where those might be coming from and reduce some of the PFAS that's out there.
The study also finds high levels of PFAS in certain types of fish, but Conkles says people shouldn't be too concerned unless they eat fish from the river every day. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Delaware's newest budget proposal includes $100 million for the state's new education funding formula. The formula is supposed to address systemic inequities. Head budget writer, State Senator Trey Pardee, says they were able to find money for it because more revenue came into state coffers.
We didn't want to see that money just disappear, and we felt that it was very important to sock it away so that it would be available next year.
The new hybrid funding model would give more money to students who are low income, have a disability, or are multilingual, but it could take several years to fully roll out. In sports, the Phillies finished off a three-game sweep of the San Diego Padres yesterday behind a strong start from Zach Wheeler. Final score 6-4. They welcome the White Sox to town tonight.